You may have seen the gold crown in The Hustler or The Color of Money. I could listen to that sound all day.
It's got a ring and a clunk to it all together. It's just a wonderful sound. And my name is Sam Ladwig. I'm a furniture designer. There's something about slamming the ball in the pocket. Bam, clunk. It's great.
At the same time, bam, clunk.
Yes. I'm competing in the Brunswick Gold Crown 6 design competition.
Every 10 years or so, Brunswick Billiards redesigns their pool tables.
When I became president of Brunswick Billiards,
Brent Hutton,
one of the first things that was handed to me on my plate was a redesign of the Gold Crown 5, which is our signature and marquee product that we have.
Hutton began a unique game of design cutthroat. He approached the Basile Center, part of the Heron School of Art and Design in Indianapolis. For the first time, Brunswick held a competition at a studio design school. They put up money for a prize, and they received designs from 3 students. We're walking through the Basile Center.
Well, downstairs, whatever the main room is where they change the exhibits, that was my favorite place. Yeah. About 10 years ago, I had a lot of time in Indianapolis, and some of that was downtime. You know, I'd have stuff to do in the morning and stuff to do in the afternoon, but I would come over here to the center, to the Basile Center, and I would just walk around. I'd either bring my lunch over here, or I'd have lunch and come in, and I would look at the projects that were on the walls and in the separate rooms that you could go in without, you know, getting yourself in trouble. I just always came away with a wonderful feeling about the work that was going on here.
Brunswick Billiards holds a long tradition of high-quality pool tables. The business has been around since before the Civil War, but now they have a couple of designs from people born after 1980. That's a demographic the company would like to reach. Hutton is sliding rubber bands off of rolled-up design prints.
We can do this, and you'll be able to kind of see why the level of excitement is so high.
One design looks to have been influenced by the auto industry. The end of the table reminds me of the front of a contemporary car. Another table has a modern look. Instead of wood grain on the sides, it's white and slick.
Best way to describe this is the way that she described it, and it has apple-like lines. You know, it has really clean and sharp lines, aspirational kind of lines to it, just like a tablet would or like an iPhone would. And the third one took us out to about 2020 in terms of an out-of-the-box thinking.
I've been asked not to share too much about how this table looks, but I can say that I have never seen a pool table that looks quite like it. The winner will be announced at the end of the summer. There's a chance that the next time you see a film about pool, the table will be different, maybe a little younger, maybe a little fresher. But that sound...
There's just something about the physical. There's no programming in how the ball goes. So there's something wonderful about that. Timeless.
For WFIU Arts, I'm James Gray.